Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Relax, listeners. It's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, we're talking about our mouth this week.
Oh, we're talking about, what was it? Our mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Something we know a little bit about.
Oh, Kendall.
Blabber every week.
Quit your blabbering, Kendall. This is an internet blubber. Talk show slash radio filler program. Don't get me started on blubber. Oh, my God.
I don't have that much time.
Oh, I was at the Pants Depot. Again, I had to go back. I'm trying to find lightweight, huge shirts to wear. Because my irregular, you know, giant sweatshirts is getting too hot for them.
Mm-hmm.
I just went and looked, and it was like everything was still too hot, and I don't know. I'm gonna have to, and like the hugest stuff couldn't even fit. Oh, it's awful.
I know. I stand in the closet every day and just look through it, like something's gonna change. I'm like, I just look through it, I'll find something in here that'll make me feel happy.
No.
I cannot even look in the closet because there's so much stuff in it, and then also behind all that stuff is just clothes that I can't wear. And so, why?
But we're off to a positive start this week.
Kendall, shut your mouth.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. Speaking of mouth, something weird happened with my mouth. Last week, I was asleep. Can you believe this? I was asleep on the couch.
Mm-mm.
In my studio apartment above the fish hatchery.
No way.
I know. It is hard to believe because usually there's just a bunch of stuff on the couch and I can't get on it.
The couch.
But I cleared it off, put it all on the floor. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't get on the floor. It looked like a hoarder's place. But I was laying on the couch and falling asleep, and I woke myself up because I bit my tongue so hard.
Were you dreaming about eating something?
I guess. I dreamed about something.
Now that is funny.
And it was like one of those big bites. And it was like, like you hear people on TV like biting into an apple is what it sounded like.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Don't try. I never had either.
But I don't think I've ever woken myself up biting my tongue.
I never either, but it was incredibly painful.
Oh, I bet.
So I was like, why?
You really shocked me with that story.
What a shock.
Dropping some truth bombs down the show.
Dropping them like they're hot, Kendall.
Well, Cliff, speaking of your mouth.
Yeah.
Do you know your mouth hosts about as many bacteria as there are people on Earth?
Really?
Crazy.
Is the bacteria in my mouth just growing exponentially too much, just like the people on Earth?
Yeah, and they're all fighting back and forth, and there's one really stupid bacteria that's trying to run for president.
Oh, God, don't go there.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, hello, bud.
Dear. One, two, three, four. Oh, dear, you're doing it. Dear, you're going too fast, dear. You've got to slow down, dear.
Let me take a
breather. Sorry, dear, we're practicing the box step right now, dear.
Oh, my. When this is... The 8-step box step, boys, it's very, very taxing for an older man like me.
Well, especially the speed you're doing
now. Oh, you're just, slow down. Why don't y'all just take a breather from all that? And you got the dance class back? Was something wrong with the dance studio? What is going on?
Dear, no, we volunteered to host it here again, dear. It's so much fun, dear, and we knew that you guys loved it so much.
Yes.
Oh, we did.
And you know, they pay us $15 every time.
Oh, there's the real reason.
Yes. And you know, the show is just hemorrhaging money, boys, as always.
Well, I told you all that insure that you buy every week is way too expensive.
Oh, well, you know, the insure budget alone.
Dear, that's very important for his bowels, dear. You don't want to go without that.
Yes. Thankfully, my bowel medication has been realigned. I seem to be getting the correct dosage now, Bo.
I'm so happy, dear. More than anyone, dear. I bet you are. It was a horrible week last week.
It was a weird week.
It took hours to even get it cleaned up.
Oh, God. Because it just kept moving. He just wiped it from one side. Okay.
Don't bring it up.
To the other. It was just awful. But anyway.
Oh, look. They're starting to practice the next move, dear.
Oh, girl. Watch me, girl. I'm so good at this one. One,
oh,
two,
look at him
one,
go. Wait, dear, you're supposed box, to wait for box, me, dear. One, it's a group dance.
Down, box.
Oh. They just love to dance.
I'm glad they
found something they're so passionate about.
Yeah, I didn't know that about... maybe I did. Who knows? You know, you learn so much about people and then you just forget it. But speaking of forgetting, the other day, this worried me. So it was... I know you forget everything.
What?
Yeah, but usually I have... Or I think I do. Maybe I just don't remember what I forget. But I usually think I have a good memory.
You do.
But... The other day, I went to the bank, and I went to make a deposit, and it's the same bank account I've had for, 17 years.
Uh-huh.
And I just wrote the numbers all wrong, and I thought, this something looks off about this, but I don't know. And then they, at the window, they're like, now, where is this account? And they had to, like, look it up, and I thought, Like, I knew it last time, and this time I wrote it wrong.
That's called just getting old.
Oops.
Cliff, I got good news for the listeners.
Oh.
Because every time you smile, your body produces greater amounts of antibodies.
Oh.
So it's a big immunity boost every time you listen to this show.
If you hold the corners of your mouth up manually with your fingers.
Go ahead and practice it right now. Go ahead and smile.
Just smile. Smile.
Oh, here we go.
Though your heart is breaking, smile.
Oh, there it is.
Now, Kendall, the other day, you know how I hate to get the mail. Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it's all the way, I have to walk all the way down around the fish hatchery to the post office. Not the post office, the mailbox.
Yeah.
And... But I finally did the other day because I'd ordered all the available seasons of Hazel and not season one because you can't afford it because it's out of print and only the Trumps of the world can afford them. But anyway, I ordered season 2 through 5
because
they're all I could get and I was expecting them. But I just went and I had a literal arm load of junk mail. Crammed in the tiny little shoebox of the size thing of the mailbox. And I went through it and I could not believe. There were, other than the Hazel DVD, there were two things in there that I needed. One for the car insurance and one Easter card that I got like 2 weeks late.
Uh-huh.
And it had been in there since proper time.
Uh-huh.
But I just got it late. And I couldn't believe it. No wonder the damn rainforest is gone.
I know. Well, you've seen the Pants Depot bulletins they put. They're all like a scroll that you have to like unroll. They're like 10 feet long.
And it's like this big, thick thing full of coupons that they don't take at the Food and More.
Yeah.
And it's for stuff that I'm not going to buy, like lettuce and, you know, 2-for-1 heads of lettuce.
They never send me coupons for pizza.
No. And it's, oh, and I don't know why. I don't know why I just keep getting stacks and stacks of things for about debt relief. What are they trying to tell me?
Oh, you've forgotten that, have you?
Oops. But anyway, I had to throw away like 50 of those. And I just couldn't believe it. And I really just was mad on account of Mother Earth.
Damn it, Mother Earth.
Kendall, did you watch that special about Earth Day that was back in the 80s where Bette Midler was Mother Earth?
No.
It's on YouTube. You should watch it. She's in it, and it's every star from the 80s. It's one of those all-star things.
Oh, well, I'm...
Robin Williams, Michael Keaton.
I was going to say, I have to write this
Michael
down.
J. Fox, our favorite.
I was going to say, I have to write this down because I won't remember, but I'll listen to the show and then I'll remember.
Listen to the show over and over and over until you remember. But and then it's Bette Midler, and she's Mother Earth, and she's in... I think she's in the hospital because she's just sick because of all we've done to her.
Oh, think how bad off she is now.
Oh,
she's in a coma.
She's dead.
Poor Mother Earth.
They pulled the plug.
Honestly, thinking of Bette Midler as Mother Earth makes me even more sad.
No.
I don't know if I can watch that without crying.
So you would just cry for the Earth.
Oh, Cliff, I often think, what would I do?
What would I do?
What would I do?
I got it. Here they are.
Look at him dipping her out there.
Oh, look at that. That's a deep dip.
It's gonna break his back.
I hope he didn't have a bowel attack.
Oh.
Hopefully that medicine's working now.
There's gonna be some slipping on the dance floor.
Oh no, there's just so many. There's like dozens of people out there.
I know, they're all having such a great time. We should get involved in that.
It would probably be a great weight loss thing.
Oh no, we'd find a way.
We'd find a way during that too.
Fat
finds a way.
We dance our way right all the way to the pizza shop. All right, Cliff. Okay. You're standing in line at the supermarket.
Oh.
Right? Over in Gasville.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know Gasville has just passed this fat law. They refuse service to anybody that appears fat over there.
Oh, no.
And somebody tells you, just get out, fatso. What do you do?
Oh. Kendall, you
murder?
You find a cup. Fill it full of pee.
Uh-huh.
Then you just douse them. Take this.
I love your answer to everything lately. Get a cup, fill it with pee, pour it all over them, and repeat.
I think that sounds like a... Didn't it sound like a satisfying revenge?
You should write a book. Cup full of urine.
Nobody'd buy it because it's... You get the whole gist just from the... Oh, throw urine.
Got it. Okay.
Got it. Like a monkey. All right.
Well, now we know what Cliff would do.
Kendall, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You looked all over the internet, scouring, and you can't find Hazel Season 1 for less...
I was going to say it as a joke.
For less than $78.
Oh,
and it's used for $78. What would you do?
Well, I would start a GoFundMe account. And I would say, this is a desperate need of mine. And I would email everyone I know.
Set that up for me. Oh, Austin is in Switzerland or I'd have a crockpot kit.
I know. I don't even know how to set up things on the internet. Cliff, I'm too old.
Crockpot.
Could you set up a GoFundMe for
Hazel?
Oh my god.
No. Silly.
You're just gonna learn about it. I'm teaching you bad habits here.
No, bad habits.
Cliff, Charles, my favorite Charles,
yeah,
has been working on your house for some unknown, questionable reason.
Uh-oh.
And he finishes the job, and then 2 weeks later, somebody tells you that they heard Charles took half the money and spent it on hookers and only used half the money and bought cheap materials for your house and did a shitty job. Cliff, what do you do?
Well, I would just say that I would have assumed he'd spent a lot more on the hookers. And probably, I mean, you know Charles. He's here forever. We don't know how. He's got a long-term contract, much longer term than ours. And that's the kind of work you would expect, right? You thought I was going to throw pee on him. But nope.
Well, I thought every answer would be throw pee on him.
Not going to do
All
it.
All right.
Not gonna do that.
Oh, boss, excuse me. Dancing here, girl.
Oh, here I come there.
Dip four, dip. Oh, dip. Dip.
Oh, I'm getting dizzy. Whoa.
Boys, I just wanted
to look at you guys go.
Show you how low I can dip my beautiful wife.
Oh, we have been watching you guys. We saw, like, you guys are flying back and
you
forth
were
across
flying,
the
you were
I've never seen
low.
You move so fast.
I couldn't believe the depth of the dip.
Oh, dear, it just takes me back to my youth, dear. The young girls dancing on the dance floor.
Oh, watch me dip a girl. Oh, dip. Oh, I'm gonna dip you again. Ooh, dip.
Oh, goodness.
I'll dip you good, girl. Here we go. All right, boys. I just thought I had to showboat there.
Oh, well, thank you. Keep it the good work.
Yes, well.
Oh, speaking of dip, I'm getting hungry.
Oh, wouldn't you love some dip?
I would love
Don't
some
dip. Don't you
The whole time they were dipping, I was thinking of chips and dips and dips and dips and dips and dips. Oh, I'm so hungry. Let's take a break, Cliff. I want to go get some food.
No, Kendall, what would I do?
I'm so hungry.
Uh-huh. Kendall, what would you do?
What would I do?
You wake up one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wake up and nothing is in front of you but blackness. Black. And then you reach out your hands and you realize there's something on top of you. Then you reach to the side. There's something right next to you. And then you start kicking and you realize you're in a coffin and you've been buried alive. What would you do?
Well, I would smile at the fact that all my dreams have come true and I'm about to die. You know, there's nothing to do at that point. I mean, I would reach down to the spare cell phone I always keep in my pocket. No, there's nothing to do. I would sit there.
No cell phone.
And try to relax and meditate.
No service, 6 feet under.
Until I drift off into a peaceful, deathly coma.
Okay, no, you know you'd be scratching and clawing.
Why? What would be the point?
What's the point?
Whatever. I've thought about that before. I would just lay there.
Take a cup of pee.
And pour it on yourself. Pour it.
You could live for days just drinking your pee over and over and over again.
Oh, that happy, happy thought. I gotta take a break. I'm gonna go get some dip.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Show me a woman that don't squeeze a grapefruit before she buys it. Or plunk a watermelon. And I'll show you a woman that don't know nothing about shopping. Like I was telling Mr. B last night, it's the same as buying cars. Now you take this new 64 Ford. Just like squeezing them pumpkin, you gotta try it before you know how good it is. So how's about trying a new Ford at your Ford dealers this week? Just take it from me. You won't go wrong.
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back.
Now, Kendall, I brought in here to show you. It's this, I've been working on this at home for using recycled bottles from the recycling bin. I just take them out. And
from Mother Earth.
I've put it together, and it's pretty heavy altogether. It's a big glass bottle mosaic. Do you like it?
It's beautiful.
I just thought I'd show you and describe it for the listeners. It's very big, and I did it. I was eating so many Fruit Loops when I was making it, so I thought I tried to make it in the shape of Toucan Sam. Can you see?
I can sort of see that, yeah.
See where that big red table wine bottle is, like the top of his big beak?
Yeah, I thought that was something else.
No. Filthy minds. But I decided to show you this huge, huge glass sculptural mosaic.
Well, you did a great job.
Yeah, it's very big. It's very heavy. I'm just going to sit it down right here near the door.
Okay.
All right. So, Kendall, this is a show about mouths.
Mouth.
Don't mouth off to me, mister.
You know, something that goes in your mouth. Saliva. Speaking of dirty minds.
I know where you're going with that one, Kendall.
Saliva. We produce 37,000 liters of saliva in our lifetime. And you know that without saliva, we wouldn't be able to taste anything.
Really?
Yeah. So, see, saliva gets a bad rap.
What a drag that would be.
We'd be so thin.
Kendall, did you know... that chewing, that if the way you chew in your mouth, it's like if you're right-handed, you're more likely to chew on the right side of your mouth.
I did know that.
You knew it!
Writer, send me that.
Damn it, Kendall.
Well, Cliff, did you know...
That's just a damn shame, yeah.
That taste buds, right?
Yeah.
The lifespan of a taste bud is just 10 days.
What?
Yeah, the taste bud, you know, they're not always under your tongue, on your tongue. They can be on, like, within your cheek, on the top of your mouth, but they have a 10-day lifespan.
I'll say goodbye to taste. No one ever cared if I should taste the buds.
Sorry, I brought it up again.
I wanted one more. If they said they're going away at the end of the month.
You got a big party, big celebratory going away party.
Oh, they were so good. They were so good. And now I want to try to make my own. And they were too good.
6, 7, 8, 0. Cha-cha-cha, twirl, cha-cha-cha, twirl, girl, twirl. Hey. Oh, dear, I'm so exhausted. This has been such a fun dance class here.
We're doing the twirling cha-cha now, bud.
Dear, we're about to start doing the tango, dear.
Oh, good, because Kendall, did you pick up those roses? You, for Mrs. Butter.
Yes, I did. Here you go.
There, all right, here. You hold these and you'll want to put
it. Just take the whole basket so you can hand them out to everybody.
Oh, yeah, they'll want them.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, dear. All right. How lovely of you to pick these up for us, dear. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so when the tango starts in a minute, just hand those out.
Oh, quite right, dear. Dear, I have the roses.
Twirl, twirl, cha cha, twirl, twirl.
Oh, that is a big. That's a. I just can't believe it's like a huge musical number around us.
I know. Usually he's like barely able to walk around, and he's just dancing
and twirling and dipping, and I don't know what.
Well, I'm glad it's something is making him move that quickly.
I'm so glad something's making him move that quickly.
And I'm glad he's not pooping all over the floor like he was last week.
Oh, me too.
Kendall, how far we've come?
How far? We've come so far. Kendall, oh, speaking of us.
Speaking of us.
And one of our brothers in obesity.
Mm-hmm.
I have turned into the biggest, literally and figuratively, Louis Anderson fan.
Oh, me too.
I
love
him. I just watched all of Baskets.
He is great. That's the best part of that show.
Oh, yeah. And we know, the sad part is we know there's no justice in the world. Yep. Jake Gyllenhaal is repeatedly snubbed. Mm-hmm. I've seen him snubbed live on television more times than I can ever care to count.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that. But if Louis Anderson does not win the Emmy, then it's just further proof of there being no justice. But he is so great. And I've just been listening to the only other podcast that I... can stomach is the Louis Anderson podcast.
Oh, I didn't know he had
and
one.
He does the interviews comedians about like their careers and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've never heard somebody talk about eating in a way I understood.
Oh, I'm excited to listen to that podcast.
And identified with more than him. Although it makes me so sad because I'm so afraid because everything life is so awful that because he is very heavy.
Yeah.
And he was on Wendy Williams wonderfully a few weeks ago, and he was saying, you know, because he's a little bit over 60, and he's saying, you know, somebody told him, you know, Louis, there's not very many 400-pound 60-year-olds, and he's like, oh, whoa, and so, but and the funny, sad thing about it is, in watching all this stuff, I've seen so many interviews from like now and recently, and it's just like listening to our damn show because you go back 4 years ago and we're saying the same thing. Well, I think I'm really going to lose some weight now. I think it's really starting to come off. This is going to really be a big thing. And then you fast forward a few years. Well, I really think this is the time I'm really going to lose some weight. I'm really sticking to it. I got a new plan. And God love him, he's just like us. But I just wanted to say, I just love him so much. Well, love him.
I'm going to listen to that podcast. I do too.
So, but anyway, what were we talking about?
Not fun facts.
Fun facts.
What are we talking about? It's
I think it's time for
Host Match.
A round of Host Match.
Oh, I love Host Match. Let's get right to it.
Rousing round of Host Match. And it's the point, it's similar to fill in the blanks in that there is a blank, but it's dissimilar in that we try to match each other instead of coming up with what actually would fit in the blank.
Right.
We just say what we would put in the blank and hope that it matches.
Mm-hmm.
You got all that in your diaries, listeners?
They got it.
Some of them are blogging about it and they're typing it real quick.
Well, you know, right. give them a moment to catch up.
All right, teens that are texting this show to one another, you got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here you go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready. All right, the hosts, here we go. Dumb Donnie was so dumb that instead of a pencil, he brought a blank to school.
Okay, let's write this down.
All right. So, are you ready, kiddo? Yep. It's so dumb. Not a pencil, but he brought a what? What did you say?
A gun.
Oh, God. No.
Yes, he's dumb.
No. I just said a clown balloon.
Oh, well. You see, I'm thinking about the way America's going, Cliff.
God, Kendall, why? Dear God, just bumming us all out. Oh, God, God. Fat Freddy was so fat.
My name's Kendall.
Freddy was so fat, Kendall, that he ran out of pants that fit, so he put on a blank.
Oh, a moo-moo. Oh, sorry, I didn't write that one down. I just came out and said it.
I said he put on a sheet with a hole in it.
Same thing.
Same difference. All right.
I'll try not to shout out my answers next time.
Yeah, let's try to get a real true host match this time. We want a really host match. All right. Debbie the drug addict was so addicted to drugs. Would not be wrong for you to say, how addicted to drugs was
she? Well, I said that last time. How addicted was she?
Oh, well, okay, I forgot. Kendall, she was so addicted to drugs that she exhausted her supply and had to sell her blank to buy more.
Okay.
All right, I said body.
Oh, I said cat.
Oh, no. Oh, all right, Kendall.
I don't know.
Either
sell way. Sell what you gotta sell.
Sell what you gotta sell. Do what you gotta do, folks. YOLO. Kendall, Trampy Tommy was so trampy.
How trampy was he?
He spent all day daydreaming about blank.
All right, let me write this one down.
What did you say?
Oh, blank.
Oh, God.
He was trampy.
I just said something simpler. Took us back to a simple time instead of bang session.
He wasn't very trampy. He was just taking a bang session.
Oh, Kendall, come on.
Back alley.
Jeez. Kendall, finally.
This is fun.
Finally over here, Kendall. A woman named Jonah.
Jonah?
Jonah. She loved Disneyland so much. Mm-hmm. That she named her firstborn child blank.
Hmm.
All right.
What do you got?
I said Main Street USA.
Oh, I went simpler. Walt.
Walt.
How beautiful. That's what my child would be named if I ever had one.
When I think to myself, don't have children.
Well, I won't. I said if I did.
Come on, the world. What the world doesn't need. More kids.
Trust me, I know. Oh, Cliff, that was so much fun.
That was so much
fun. It was. We didn't match anything, but it was
no,
fun.
No, we didn't match anything. Now, look at the light gleaming on my beautiful glass toucan sculpture mosaic over here. I just
worked hard on that statue.
It's so nice. It took me so many weeks to just glue all the glass together on it. And I just love looking at it. And I hope. When I die, I hope I find somebody who I can will it to that will appreciate it.
I hope you find somebody that would want it, yes.
So, when I die, when I'm gone. Remember that song?
No.
No.
Cliff, you know what I like talking about?
What?
Something I've been dying to talk about on the show all election season.
Oh, no.
Politics. Oh. It's finally time to play Politics as Usual.
Oh.
Not play, but talk about. I want everything to be a game.
Oh, Kendall, politics. I just hate to talk about. You know, I don't want to talk about Trump. And
I know.
You got Hillary.
But we got to talk about it. It's time to do some politics. So, Cliff, I will just get us started.
All right. Are you going to start talking about the superdelegates?
Well, I was going to get there. I wasn't going to start with those, but I could. God. You know, the superdelegates are. They have these really critical votes, Cliff. What is happening? Where is all that blood coming from?
Over blood, girl.
Oh my God, look, Mrs. Butter Butter Bertrand, there's blood all coming out of your mouth. What? Oh, your lips! How did they get so bloody? Open! There's open wounds!
The roses had thorns on them, dear. Oh my gosh, the roses had thorns on them.
Oh, it hurts my mouth. Oh,
Oh, my lips. Oh, my God. Everybody's lips are bleeding.
Oh, no. It looks like some sort of vampire vomit convention out there.
Oh, my God. How did this happen?
Oh, you didn't buy the damn thornless roses, man.
I didn't know I was supposed to buy thornless roses.
Kendo, you knew they were going to put them in their mouths. It's a tango. You got a tango
with a rose. I didn't know they sold thornless roses.
I need some lip bandage, girl. My lips are bleeding.
It tastes just off.
My mouth.
Oh my gosh, there they go again.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Butterbutter. I'm so sorry.
Watch where you're going. Oh, no.
Oh, they broke your statue.
They did this.
I'm so sorry. Watch the broken glass, girl.
Oh, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God. Oh.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.